All right, so I don't know if you are overly concerned with what Gen Z may think of you, if you're a millennial or you're a Gen Xer or beyond, but Gen Z has declared the use of 10 popular emojis as a sign that you're old.
Who put them in charge? That's what I want to know. I want to know who said they could make these decisions.
Well, they've been in front of a screen and been texting all their life, whereas many of us others in different generations have not.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so let's go through some of these. It's time for our favorite emojis to have their day of reckoning. And I see some of these on the list that, Kelly, you both you and I are guilty of.
What are you talking about? Some of them. I use them all. Every last one of them. Every day.
All right. So you are, so the majority of people between the ages of 16 and 29, Gen Z, right?
Uh-huh.
Believe that you are officially old. And maybe you can corroborate this if you are listening and you are in that generation. If you use the thumbs up emoji.
Come on, that's universal.
I use that a lot.
Of course.
And I text that, like, I've even heard that that is such a dad thing to text, like the thumbs up emoji, like OMG, like, but I didn't think it was like old, but
I use it like, okay. Like if someone's telling me like, you know, is it, do we pick them up at 7:30? Yes. Okay. Thumbs up. That's my standard. Instead of typing, okay, don't have time for that. Thumbs up.
Can't type two little letters.
Exactly.
I can search for an emoji
yep.
on
yes,
my phone.
I can.
That's right.
And I do.
Thumbs up. All right.
Yep.
Gone. Needs to go.
Oh, that is.
The red heart love emoji is old.
Really?
Yep. That's done. The red heart emoji.
What? But that's universal too.
No. White or black hearts are in, apparently.
But what does that mean, though? I feel like those mean something different. Black heart, I think, is not good, right? Like, you have a black heart and you don't have any emotions.
No, I think it's just a different showing. It's not as committal as the red
okay.
heart.
Okay. Yeah, let's get rid of all the commitment with the red hearts.
Right.
Toss that out.
I mean, it used to be how many X's and O's you used to type, because before emojis, there was like, you'd put X and O, which mean like kiss and hug
and
stuff like that. Right.
Yeah.
And if you just put like too many X's, then people were like, what's up with you? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, the red heart emoji, the thumbs up, need to go. According to Gen Z, these emojis are done. The crying face, like the loud crying face,
the one
that is like tears streaming down your face.
Yes. Now, is it the straight on crying or the tilted? Because there's a tilted, like,
No. You're thinking of something different. You're thinking of laughing. Crying, like bawling, crying with the tears streaming down the face.
Yes.
That is done. It's instead, you just need to, I guess, use an emoji, the sad emoji that is like the smile with the tear.
No, because it doesn't mean the same thing. So what if I need to, like, this is so hysterical. I have tears coming out of my eyes and I'm crying a lot.
You and I are
laughing. I can't use that anymore?
You and I are talking about two different emojis.
I'm saying though, look, I'm showing you my phone because it's not on. So there is, there's the straight on crying laughing.
Okay.
Then there's a tilted crying laughing also.
All right. So we'll get to yours because we can't move on until we discuss yours. Yes.
Okay.
The crying laughing emoji is done. The tilted crying laughing emoji is still okay.
But what is the difference between them? I use them interchangeably.
One is tilted.
That's it? That's really it?
So, and I guess, this is what the reason is, the crying laughing emoji, the straight on crying laughing emoji, it was a victim of its own popularity in that it got too popular and then...
But then tilted head crying laughing came in and stole its thunder, I feel like.
Exactly. So,
okay.
So Gen Z's still fine with the tilted crying laughing.
Okay,
but
good.
Straight on crying laughing is done.
All right.
The okay sign, like if you just... use the, like, okay. where you pinch your thumb and your finger together and you've got your three fingers. That's done.
So I was just always using the thumbs up instead of that one anyway.
Yeah. So you're fine. If you use the poop emoji, that's over. That's nope. Can't use that anymore. That's done.
It's a classic.
That's juvenile.
It has merch.
Nope, it doesn't.
Kids love it.
It's done. The monkey holding its eyes.
Yeah.
Done.
What about the mouth and the ears? They come as a trio.
Yeah, but I've never seen anybody using the monkey with the mouth or the monkey with the ears.
I like to use them together. They're a trio.
I've only seen
no evil, see no evil.
The monkey with the eyes. That's done. Clapping emoji. That's done. The kissing with the kind of the heart and the wink thing. That's done.
Why? No.
Yep.
Come on now.
The grimacing face where it's kind of like chattering its teeth. Like, it's showing his teeth, like,
all the time, because it's very, like, sorry.
Yeah, I know. You know. That's done. And then...
What do you use in its place, though? How do I express these emotions properly if I'm not allowed to use these anymore, according to Gen Z? Like, I don't know how I'm going to properly emote in text.
The melting face is okay, where that's like you're embarrassed or you're, you know,
okay,
embarrassed really for the other person.
How to properly use that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What am I trying to convey with that?
There you go. Like, oh my gosh, I want to melt away. I want to go away from this situation.
Right? Okay.
And the skull is better to use instead of like the crying laughing emoji, using the skull, like I'm dead.
Okay.
It's so funny, I'm dead.
I feel like though, like, we're going to have to send a text to all your friends alerting them to these changes, because I feel changing up my emotions.
You can
emoji
do that.
Game.
See, what? You can just change it up and no one's even going to know.
Well, they might be like, I don't know what she's saying with this, because they're not, they know my wheelhouse. What if you change your wheelhouse and then people aren't going to know what you're trying to say with your emojis? That's my problem.
Kelly, I know that you resist change at every turn of your life.
I hate change.
But if you just start, if you want, now you may not care. Like you may not care. Like Gen Z may look at you and go, whatever, boomer. And you're like, whatever. That's me.
Boomer.
and so you may not care. So, everything that I've just said, you can just ignore.
Yeah, no, I totally am. I totally am. I'm so, like Kim said, I'm offended. I'm offended. Oh, Taylor is telling me that I sound like a 50-year-old grandma. Well, Taylor.
Got a few years, but yeah, there you go.
If you knew. Not a grandma, but yeah.
No. So yeah, if you want to be up on the texting culture and the emoji culture.
Listen, I like what I like.
There are several that are not to be used anymore, and those include the thumbs up, the red heart emoji, the okay sign, the poop, the crying laughing, the tears streaming down the face crying. The monkey holding its eyes, clapping.
Wait a second. There is no other equivalent of the tears streaming down the face. How else are we supposed to say, I'm really crying and I'm upset about this? How else are we supposed to say that? What's the next one that you're supposed to use then? We need a substitute if you're getting rid of some of these.
You just have one tear. Just one tear. Like
just
that.
One tear?
Yep, that's
I'm it. Crying harder than that.
Clapping, the kissy lipstick, kissy heart face, the grimacing face.
I'm upset about that too.
Done.
That's a classic. That's
all
a
right.
Classic.
It's 99.7 DJX. Kelly's
offended.
Kelly's offended. We've offended our elders.